just called and said she was talking to some of her friends and was going to try to get Nielsen a recommendation over.
Oh, did Pat think that was possible?
She didn't say over. I'm going to hear from her again tomorrow, over.
Who is Nathan staying with now?
Oh, Nathan's home, over. Well, that would happen, but it'd be a few days before the National Art Gallery even gave them permission to start its paintings over. And then after that, I suppose that the rest would take shape over.
The country club is Nathan was at the country club and that's how it came by Nathan.
You met Nathan, you know, by the country club.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't understand how, you know, over.
The country club that Brian belongs to.
Well,
Roger. You mean you met Nathan there?
Sure is. This frequency in you?
Yes, it is. Thank you for checking.
Roger.
Well, Nathan originally came from there, and I would think that would be a little since it's a very reputable country club, it would seem, you know, that would be a valid reference.
Roger. Well, that's coincidence. That's what he understands. That's what Elizabeth told him of it.
Roger, that's right, it will take several days to copy. Well, that's okay,
Roger, roger. But by the same, but understand that with along with that same process, Dr. Wells will be sending all the paintings to the National Art Gallery. Over.
Stand by.
And Roger, and there's more too.
Well, what else?
And in addition to that, the doctor where he comes from would like to know the medical exams and everything that he has here, he comes and asks for all of her the attention, the medical attention that she receives here.
A number of different boxes are satisfied with that diagnosis. Probably, you know, quite a number, maybe several, and you can work with each one in demo.
Due to the special nature of his condition, his prognosis being what it is, he's really, I don't think there are any doctors who will take it on, but a specialist will. Well, I think the doctor will take on a smaller, not the whole case, but he might take on an aspect, a smaller aspect of the case,
Robert. Roger. Well.
Frederick and Elizabeth could do that. Over.
Roger. The small type.
Roger, roger.
The jeweler is here to try magnifying glasses and I just don't have any.
What was that?
The type of, you know, they're round, they're called a jeweler's loop. It's just one little magnifying glass. It's round and, you know.
Roger, just sits on the aisle over there.
No, it doesn't have to be that fancy. Just the kind that you can hold over your piece of paper.
Roger, roger.
We're going to use it for examining leaf fungus.
Roger.
Stuff like that, and it would be very useful for identifying the different plant diseases.
Roger, roger. Do you, yesterday you told me quite a bit for Dr. Kennedy to copy.
No, I didn't copy it.
Yesterday you gave me quite a bit for Dr. Kennedy, over.
Roger, roger, roger.
Okay, I think that the first part will be done sometime this evening. I presume that's July and change. Is that a roger?
Roger, roger. Just be sure that Dr. Kennedy does a very good job and be sure that he doesn't try to borrow Tony's Tony's railhead.
That's the picture. WB6DDI, Tuesday, WB6MID, portable at entry.
I guess that's Cynthia's main problem. She really likes to do that sort of thing.
Roger, stand by.
By the way, Martha,
Roger,
how many of you have explained this
situation, the problem, to Brian.
Copy.
Roger.
Tell Brian that it is possible to happen.
Roger.
That Brian would have to help Pat out. Copy.
Roger. Ryan could go and get some of the alarm clocks to copy. Roger. A wind-up time, probably. Roger. And help out with the country club. Help out with the country club. Copy. Roger.
And then if Pat wanted to use the client, copy.
Roger.
You can have it this way.
You can have it his way, you say?
Roger. If you want to use the client,
don't say you would not necessarily
have to use the client.
Roger. In fact, Brian could handle it if Pat wanted him to. Brian could handle it by telegram or something, over.
About it because Brian is quite creative and
I think Brian
would probably be able to figure out something.
Copy. Roger, Roger. I just want to make one comment, over.
Roger.
I realize that the nation's health is the main consideration. One advice to, you know, the treatment here would be that to assist and alleviating some of the pressure that is building up, over.
Roger, well, that's a possibility, but maybe Pat, you could explain to Pat that it could be done by Brian. I don't think Pat would even have to necessarily meet Brian, because Brian could just work through his country club and get out of Pat.
Roger. Nathan wouldn't have to work on the project then, over?
No, Nathan would not, because Brian could work through the country club, and the country club can do it anyway. You know, the country club is used to doing that kind of charitable work.
Roger, Roger. Well, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Sounds a lot less complicated, over.
Talk to Brian about it. Tell Brian that it's possible that she can just, Brian could use the wind-up alarm clock, maybe,
WD6 GDI standing by with WD6 MID portable 8R3.
This is the extra. Please stand by. WD6 GDI. QSY, please.
our friends like Marcella.
So she's out of town till Monday, over. So Tuesday. I think that Don's wife has tried several times to reach her, and she's out of town.
Roger, Roger. Don's, can you come to the reception?
Dawn?
Yeah, the one with, the mother-in-law, right?
Remember you were going to get a bunch of people to come to the reception? Well, a bunch is so far not turned out too many of us.
Good, you have some problems.
Well, Marty's mom is a remote maybe, over.
Marty what?
It's just a maybe, over.
Oh,
Marty
called her,
huh? I don't know. No, I don't know that. Lily called her.
Marty's supposed to call her, too.
You want me to tell Marty to call her, over?
No, I told Marty, too.
Well, as of this morning, his mom hadn't heard, over.
Roger, Marty's been busy, but I will push Marty to do that.
And, the little handicapped child's mom is, not back yet, over. She's been on a trip, over.
Roger, Roger.
And Teresa's mom is not answering, but we'll continue to, over.
Roger, Roger.
And, the other young lady's mom is, the one that Nancy's gotten to is, still reluctant, or?
Roger.
Those are the ones that you mentioned. There are some others we could try, but they were not quite as, in my opinion, not quite as sure, over.
Like who?
Well, there's always Sharon's sister, over.
Who?
Sharon's sister, who went to rest, over. Oh, Jan's mom. Well, Valerie's girlfriend.
Oh, Roger.
To contact others, but we didn't want to, jump the gun, considering circumstances, over.
Well, if you think of somebody, I would check out Sharon's sister.
Roger.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Man, this is WD6D. But I'm gonna ask Sarah to give.
For you to give me
the messages,
I'll
be right back.
Roger. Roger, Roger, we just heard from Teresa's mom and she'd be thrilled to come. Hello?
Roger, Roger.
Did you copy? Teresa's mother will be very happy to be there.
Who's mother?
The reception, over.
Whose mother?
Teresa's, over. Not, you know, Teresa, really works on the bananas, I think, with Dan, over.
Roger, Roger,
stand by.
Roger. Roger, go ahead. Roger, Roger. This is WD6, the ID portable 803, T-Town with WD6.
Roger, Roger, hello.
Roger, go ahead.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to give you feedback, over? Well, unfortunately, all I did today was take you out of the car. I'm so sorry, what you did. Never mind, I'm so sorry. I didn't talk to my dad the other day, but, you know, it was working this club. Yeah, I already spend it. I don't have any other feedback for you. Yes, Roger.
to Okay, is Juliet around or is she not back yet?
She was back a minute, but she said she was gonna do follow up a little later.
Mr. Castro's, department, Marty, was the one that complained, the one that made all the complaints against Tony, copy?
Roger. I didn't mean him personally, but whoever, you know.
also mentioned today.
Afterwards, so we have to have a tight schedule.